There's a rule against alcoholic beverages. Infraternity's on probation.
Say, how about joining me and my friend over there? Come on, join us in a beer, okay?
Get me another beer, Dragon Lady.
It was the greatest beer in all the world.
Just drink the fucking beer, and you'll get the hang of it.
Listen, they want us to pay for the beer we drink. You guys better split.
Why don't you just buy me a beer?
Hey, you want some help with that beer, kid?
I have respect for the beer.
Save one of those beers for me, eh?
You want some of this milk?
Rather have a beer.
You want a beer, pal?
What do you drink?
We got this non-alcoholic shit.
What's that?
Like a non-alcoholic beer. It's got no alcohol.
Is it beer?
Yeah, with no alcohol.
But you drink enough, and if you drink a lot, they get you fucked up.
No, there's no alcohol. That's the fucking point.
Can't imagine ever not enjoying getting fucked up.
Yeah.
I love it. How's being sober?
Fuck, it sucks. And just like the movies, we play out our last scene. You won't cry, I won't scream.
Hey everybody, this is Dustin.
And this is Seth.
And we are drunk at the movies in a galaxy far, far away. We are on movie 4.
And
now.
I'm starting to get punchy. How about you?
I think so. I think that pizza from 2P's Pizza and Pub has had the desired effect.
Thanks again, 2P's. That kind of sparked some more energy.
Yes, well-needed energy. That stuffed crust, I had two slices of that, and I think I am good to go for the next couple movies, and I'll probably need to pick me up for dinner time for sure.
Yeah.
So thanks again to 2P's on 2nd Street in Pekin. And again, if you want to give them a call, they're open Tuesday through Sunday. They open at 11 a.m. till usually about 10 p.m. And the phone number is 353-6000 at 930 South 2nd Street. And they've got hand-tossed crust, which we had. We had thin crust for the taco pizza, and then we had the stuffed crust for the supreme. So they have three different types of crust. They also have like calzones. They've got other sandwiches, salads if you're, you know, a vegetarian. They've got plenty of options, and they've also got something that I'm really intrigued about. It's called a tenderloin pizza, where it is a tenderloin, a huge ass tenderloin with pizza toppings on it. It sounds awesome.
That does sound pretty good.
We didn't get that. We just got straight up pizzas. So thank you so much again to 2P's. And we are now going to watch Solo, a Star Wars story from 2018, clocking in at 2 hours and 14 minutes. And finally, a film done by a competent filmmaker, Ron Howard.
Yes.
So, we are going to see the Han Solo origin story and begin the classic characters that we know and love.
Yes, the ones that we grew up with and had many versions of the toys and the movies and different versions of the saw the cartoons and were familiar with.
And we know it's only January 22nd for you guys, but for us, we are 7 hours and 22 minutes into our marathon, still December 29th
yes.
for us. So we're almost a month in the future. Next week, we will be a whole month in the future.
We're going to do some real time traveling in a couple hours.
All right. So like we said last week, this movie, not on Disney Plus. You have to switch over to Netflix, and it is available on there. While you are doing that, we're going to let you listen to our opening credits song, which comes from one of my favorite humorous rappers, MC Chris.
Mm-hmm.
And you will hear him again. He has many Star Wars themed songs, and this is the first one, called Han Solo, here on Drunk at the Movies.
What's that flashing?
We're losing our deflector shield.
Both trap yourselves in. I'm going to make a jump to light speed.
Chillin' with some villain, cause we're currently unemployed. No more kitchen rescue mission where we bought a charter flight. It's the
hokies playing hooky, wanna see the moto dough. Made me school to Nika Nookie. See, I'm seeking out a sweet old on the run from the last one. Talking matrimony, me and my homie for the fast one. I'd rather chill with Spill Accord and Blonde with the crimp. Let me pimp for a minute, for a cash and a trip. When you see the T head, then you know that it's on. Noise, not the low, so they're playing my song. I'ma be a space jockey, not a Gordon and Morty. I'm just a sharp shooting shot, always avoiding a Rodian. To my side, see Wookie by my side. The speed of Rada's mind, I can't be denied. I'm solo, I'm solo, I'm Han Solo, I'm Han Solo, solo. Hey there, mystery, don't get the picture. Do a make out with your sister. I'm solo, I'm Han Solo, I'm Han Solo, I'm Han Solo, solo. But I'm turning home upon a novice trolling hits. I just wanna flirt with chicks, but this kid is starting shit. Now somebody lost a limb and my thumb's on the safety. I just came to party, I hope nobody plays me. I like to speak easy where you don't need a password. I'm a pilot and a pirate, but I don't have a patch. Weird weapons ain't no match. 40-44 blasts, obnoxious box, get shot by Chewbacca's bowcaster. I'm my own master, no jets set to join. The empires and the rebels are still on the same coin. No enemies, just heavenly vibes. And don't tell me the odds, the sky to go ratio is getting me high. I know I got debts to pay, but that can wait. I'm gonna rock, let Jabba jack my dock and bay. No lame ricochet gonna ruin my day. Now back to the pod race with your bitch fish face. Off to my side, see Wookie by my side. The speed of Rada's mine, I can't be denied. I'm solo, I'm solo, I'm Han Solo, I'm Han Solo, solo. Hey there, mister, don't get the picture. Do a fake out, make out with your sister. I'm solo, I'm Han Solo, I'm Han Solo.
Well, it's time to get things cracking, so hit play in 3, 2, 1.
Now, we just watched the first PG-13 Star Wars movie, which was Episode 3. This is one of the other ones, possibly the only other one. I think Rogue One might have been PG-13. This was just last year, 2018.
And I think did we both see this in the theater?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it since, but I did enjoy it. Oh, different opening.
Different here. Opening. See, Rogue One had already come out, and that was the first Star Wars movie to have, you know, a different opening than our traditional long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. And that didn't even do that. That just opened with an orchestra hit, like it was Phil Collins' song. Not Phil Collins, who's a Peter Gabriel song.
Oh, In Your Eyes?
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of.
I was going to say it was very quiet here. Oh, Han panting.
Come on.
This was originally directed by... I can't think of the two guys' names. Like, just look it up, I guess. They did the Lego Batman movie.
Okay.
Excellent. And they were fired during principal photography.
Really?
Not sure why. Creative differences is the report that came out. And that's what people have been sticking to. I don't know what those creative differences were, but Ron Howard was hired to come in and finish.
Now, this guy that plays Han, his name is Alden Ehrenreich?
Yeah.
I had never seen him in anything else. Oh, we got the dice
on.
We
see the Han Solo dice right off the bat. No story as to why they exist. They just are there, so not much of a backstory, but they're forcing it in on us.
Now, we talked before about reading some of the Expanded Universe books and stuff.
Yeah, so, which are now non-canon for the most part.
And, you know, it talked about him being like a slave and all this kind of stuff back in the day. And it was a bit different than this movie.
Whoa, they got black lights in a galaxy far, far away. Think he's going to a rave?
So this is kind of turning like Oliver Twist. The orphan kids are like stealing stuff for Fagin, basically. Oh, and it's Daenerys.
You were gone too long. I knew something must have gone wrong.
This is nothing. You should see that.
Man, this guy does a great young Jack Nicholson impression.
And over the quacks, him and his goons jumped me, but I showed them.
How?
I ran away, then I boosted their speeder.
What, are we going somewhere?
Yeah, anywhere we want.
So they could have used him in Dr. Sleep instead of Henry Thomas?
Yeah, yeah, it would have made more sense.
This is worth.
Instead they used Obi-Wan, I don't get it.
You said we'd need...
To buy our way out of the control zone and off Corellia. Han, this...
You always said one day we're going to get out of here. This is it.
Quira? What?
What are we waiting for?
Was that her name?
I don't know. It was Q-I apostrophe R-A.
Kira?
Kira? I don't know. Q's have to have a U after them. That's how it works.
Malik, hi. How are you? I was just on my way to see...
Even Qui-Gon has a Q-U.
So what did you think of his casting?
So I thought he did okay. I think it could have been better, but I wasn't totally like wrote the movie off. Like, I'm out of this.
Yeah.
I can't get into it. Han Solo is one of my favorite characters.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people feel that way. That's not surprising. So I was really hoping that this was going to be well done. But after hearing some people's opinions, because I didn't see this one opening night. That's weird. I went into it with low expectations, and I came out enjoying it more than I expected to.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel that's how you have to do it.
Pretty
now.
Low expectations on this one, too. As I was watching it, I didn't, like, not... It's not that I didn't enjoy the experience of watching it, because it was kind of fun to watch, but after it was over, I found myself just kind of nitpicking a lot. And once that happens, I'm just like, well, I guess that means I didn't truly enjoy the movie. Mm. So this one, it was hard for me to find it enjoyable, but I liked a lot of aspects of it.
It's really dark right now.
You know what? I don't think I'm ever going to learn.
We also have a special guest. She's not on mic, but she's hanging out on the couch, showing support for her fiance in his weird hobby of talking into microphones while watching movies.
This is our first podcast since the engagement. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you. The lovely Brianna is hanging out on the couch, wearing a Star Wars shirt nonetheless.
Whatever he lost on the deal will... It back.
Brianna, does the screen look like extra dark from your angle, or okay?
It may be because we have the blinds open, but this is a very dark scene.
Yeah,
not thematically, literally dark.
Yes, it is, and you just made a clicking sound with your mouth.
Please tell me.
I think so this joke goes on a little too long.
Is this character like the? The garbage chute monster-esque to you?
Oh, that could be, yeah. That could be just the same species.
Kind of seems like it.
Or similar species. I don't get why she would have breakable windows in a room where something that can kill her is what's supposed to be kept out of it.
So she's a vampire water snake?
Yeah. Yeah. Forget, do they explain, were the dice like some kind of keepsake that was given to him from somebody?
I honestly can't remember. I just know that they show up in multiple movies, so...
Look, he's got an old carousel slide projector at the front of his vehicle.
Before there was PowerPoint.
I can picture Don Draper giving the speech.
Was that drugs? Did she have drugs?
It was a death stick.
You don't want to sell us death sticks. These aren't the death sticks you're looking for. I'll be honest, a lot of the languages all sound the same to me.
Yeah.
Because I know on some shows like Game of Thrones, starring Emilia Clarke, they had people, that was their job, was to create dialects and languages to be used. In Star Wars, most of them sound pretty similar.
And I think they all sound really made up. Like they're making it up as they go along.
Hey, look, more balls. That looked like Spaceship Earth, yeah. Well, they were owned by Disney when they made this one, so.
Yep. It's clever. So is this whole thing like a callback to American Graffiti? Since Ron Howard was right. in that, and it was directed by George Lucas, and also had Harrison Ford.
Bob Falfa, wasn't that his character's name? I could be wrong. I don't know. That's one of my dad's favorite movies.
All of these ships look like adapters that go to, like, computer components. Yeah, we get it. The dice are in the movie.
It's a metaphor for testicles. We understand the context.
So how old is Han supposed to be in this?
Like I would
late teens, mid teens.
Oh, I would say 20s.
I feel like at that point you might as well have just you've used the de-aging effect on Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Slideshow.
And there you go.
Suck these? These I suck these.
Oh, he took the dice. Again, take a drink every time the dice are shown close up if you yeah. want to do a drinking game.
Yeah, I didn't bother with drinking games for episodes 1 through 3 because, in my opinion, when a movie is that bad, it's just a free drink.
Right.
You just drink whenever the movie sucks.
Different sources are telling me that those are the dice he won the Millennium Falcon with.
Huh. We see when he wins them later.
I forget which one I was saying. Just as not really a detail that's relevant, but that when they started more recently looking at movies, they wanted to recreate the Falcon as accurately as possible.
And okay.
They were in the original movies, so they just put it in as a kind of a nod to
on the
that, hand. But then we're starting going around that he carried them around. So that's
Huh.
See that? I love that. Then I wish that were in this movie. See, that should be explained.
Like you bronze your baby shoes.
Yeah.
He bronzed
his dice. He bronzed the Falcon. Yeah, for in case you couldn't hear Brianna, because she's sitting on the couch away from Dustin and I.
Because we smell like pizza.
Because we smell like pizza, or at least men who have been eating pizza. The dice are rumored to have been what he used to win the Millennium Falcon. And I like that. I think that would have been a cool detail but to include in the
it's
movie.
It's a card game he wins the Falcon in, right?
Yeah.
Sabacc, or whatever, Sabacc, however it's pronounced. And we will see that a little bit later.
It's worth at least 800 credits, maybe more.
You could be detained just for having that.
What good would that do anybody?
Yeah, snort
that
shit.
It's like Holly Hunter.
A coaxium. Yeah. As we're going through. I have tons of coaxium cables.
I have feet of it that I'm never going to use again. Do it. Like hundreds of feet of it.
So, I think we may notice a change in tone in the Star Wars movies with this one now, since they're the more modern. I feel they've tried to be funnier.
Yeah.
Than the original trilogy and also the prequels. The prequels definitely tried at times.
Prequels were, especially episode one, was trying as hard as he could to make Jar Jar funny, and it just didn't work.
Didn't work.
Ever. At all.
But with this being Han Solo, he's a smartass.
He's a smuggler.
A lot of one-liners.
He's streetwise.
He's like Aladdin.
Yeah.
He's a street rat. A scoundrel. He hangs out with a monkey.
That's true.
Chewbacca's like a space monkey.
I know that the character design for Aladdin was based on Tom Cruise. Maybe his personality was based on Han Solo. The magic carpet's kind of like the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah. And now he looks like a confused Russian soldier in a cargo area.
Yeah, I was okay with his performance in this. I do wonder what somebody else might have done with it. I felt like he was acting like young Jack Nicholson more. The best young Harrison Ford ever was River Phoenix in Last Crusade. He just fucking...
Yeah, that's not an option.
You're right.
And also he's too old now.
So
I feel just based on how this guy looks, if they wanted to go a little older, they could have gone with Emil Hirsch. From Into the Wild and some other films.
How long is that going to take? Depends how good you are at following orders.
More so he's joining the, not the Resistance, the Alliance.
Yeah.
To avoid being detained.
The Empire.
Oh, and the Izwe makes up his own last name. Apparently a common theme in current Star Wars movies. I'm alone.
So really, this guy gave him a name. Han Solo. Okay. Because obviously his name is
Smith.
Like,
he could
so
have
why
been.
Not have a backstory for Luke where someone's like, what's your name? And he's like, I don't have a name, but I like to walk the sky in my spaceship. And they're like, we'll call you Luke Skywalker.
I like to dive bomb womp rats.
You're right. They're not much bigger than 2 meters.
So now it's Starship Troopers.
Yeah. Starship Poopers is more like it.
Poodoo. I'm guessing we haven't jumped ahead too far.
I think you said 3 years later.
Oh, okay.
Because it's apparently exactly like the Star Trek reboot that J.J. Abrams did, where it's Kirk enlists in the Starfleet, and then it jumps to 3 years later.
Oh, look at these guys. And check out those Stormtrooper-esque helmets there with the goggles.
Hey, Beckett, you said we were here to pull a quick job!
Yeah!
Well, this ain't a quick job, it's a war!
A Star War.
I know that, dude.
Hey, the recognizers from Tron.
And there is Woody Harrelson.
Go that way and die.
That's exactly what happened to the Major.
Who's the ranking officer now?
You are, Captain.
Got you there.
He's not in on the joke.
Now, you take Rio.
And that's, Tandy Newton, I think. From
Love Her.
Westworld.
From Westworld, was in Gridlocked with Tim Roth and Tupac Shakur.
R.I.P. Tupac.
Very much.
Then shut up and do what your captain tells you.
Let's go!
Is that Tallahassee? That's his name in Zombieland, right?
The helmet's in this.
Or is the other kid Tallahassee? No, he's Columbus.
Yeah.
That's, Woody Harrelson's Tallahassee.
I haven't seen the sequel yet.
It's not bad.
Really? Because I read mixed things about
it. It's not as good as the first. It took me about 30 minutes to get into it.
So were these helmets part of the inspiration for Kylo Ren's weird-looking helmet?
Could be.
I was trained in aerial combat.
I'll be honest, I kind of forgot Woody Harrelson was in this movie.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's basically...
What company
do you mean business company?
Aside from... Well, I guess even in Zombieland, he's playing the gruff mentor character for a lot of young protagonists. You got Hunger Games, Solo, the Zombieland movies.
Yeah.
It's either that or he plays like a cop. You know?
3 hours, we move out for the Southern Marshlands.
Did you see True Detective season 1?
Not yet. That's on my list.
Oh, so good. Him and McConaughey are great. Just wondering. I don't know what's happened to Matthew McConaughey since then. Good Lord.
He's been in stuff, but...
He's been in some...
Nothing good.
We just watched Serenity.
I heard.
Last weekend.
It was bad.
That made both of our worst of 2019 lists.
Is it just all around terrible plot? Is it terrible acting? Terrible everything?
Here's one of the things. You watch it, and I'm sure you would be like me, and about a half hour into it, you're like, I think I figured out what's going on here. And then you're like... No, there's no way it'd be that obvious and stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And then you keep waiting for you to be wrong, but it keeps becoming more and more obvious that you're right. And then they just throw it out there, and it's like, huh? Huh? And it's like, no, that was why. That's not a big reveal. That is so stupid. And I'm mad at you now for doing it. And they waste two fairly decent actors. Anne Hathaway's in it.
Yeah.
And Matthew McConaughey. And her performance is not great either.
Yeah.
There's a lot of questions that it brings up. That to talk about it would give away the whole movie. And I don't want to ruin anybody's good time.
What did you think of Interstellar?
I still haven't seen that one.
Did you believe them as astronauts?
Yeah. I still have to see that one. That is a Nolan movie I missed.
I had issues with it. The Ardenian. You got a lot of nerve, pal. I'm an Imperial trooper. Oh, really? A couple of years. You know who that is? One of my favorite things about this movie is the casting. That's John Favreau.
Corelli, I'm not really going to take too long. Just
give me a shot. Oh, hold it. You're not interested in me. I think the lieutenant might be very interested in you.
Like very romantically?
Suggestive. Yeah.
Black male.
Huh? No, I'm a white male.
Lieutenant. Captain. Lieutenant, we have apprehended a deserter. Take him.
That's... Wait.
I should have known. This one's a troublemaker.
And a liar. Don't believe anything he says.
Don't go anywhere without me.
All right, let's go.
Lead him to the beast.
The beast? Wait, there's a beast? Hold on.
Uh-oh. That guy's not even an officer. He's going to get thrown into the pit with, what's that thing called in Jedi?
The Rancor?
Rancor, yes. That's what we're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
He's going into the Rancor pit.
Unless you can predict predictable scripts right. In which you know exactly who the beast is.
We've seen him before. Now he's back and better than ever.
Mm-hmm. So do we get the backstory of how Chewie ended up here? Because last time we saw him, he was kicking ass next to Yoda.
Yeah, he was hanging out in Kashyyyk.
Yeah, all was fine. How'd he get here? Where's his spinoff movie?
Well, apparently he's on parole because he's got an ankle bracelet, so...
And he at least gets to eat, apparently.
And he needs a bath.
Just calm down. Take it easy.
And we don't know how many years have passed since Revenge, do we?
Something like probably 15.
Okay.
Somewhere between 15 and 17, I would think.
Oh, snap. Not Peter Mayhew. Peter Mayhew cannot move like that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's dead now, but... they have this, I believe he's Scandinavian guy has played Chewbacca in all of the more recent ones. I think Peter Mayhew was still in
Force Awakens.
Awakens.
He was in, he was in like pretty much most of the sitting down scenes. And then he kind of helped train this guy to Chewie's mannerisms.
Yeah, I speak a little now. Just listen.
So
I said both speaking Shiruk?
Yeah.
Is that the name of the Wookiee language?
I'm gonna guess.
Interesting.
And also I always thought Chewie understood English. And he speaks it according to his backstory.
So
he should have understood him before.
I think the implication is just that...
You can trust me, I speak your language.
Yeah, he respects him because he's at least speaking his language and...
And tired, you mangy kashiki and moof milk.
Yeah.
Brianna brings up a good point. You sure you don't want to be on mic? You've... She said if they spoke English, the guards would be able to understand.
See what happens.
So he had to gargle.
Hey, what are you doing? Follow me!
Oh, that didn't work. Let the Wookiee win.
So what are some of your other favorite Ron Howard movies? What are other movies of his that you liked?
Apollo 13?
I think Apollo 13 is probably his best movie.
Let me look at the whole list, because I'm sure there's some I'm forgetting, like right off the top of my head.
You did Backdraft.
Backdraft, I did really like when it came out. Mm-hmm. However, I have not seen it in a while.
It's it doesn't hold up, it turns out, I think.
He's directed 40 movies.
He's done a lot.
So before this movie, the last thing I saw that he directed was Angels and Demons.
Yes, that's right. He did Da Vinci Code movies. Angels and Demons, and then
Cinderella,
Inferno.
Cinderella Man and A Beautiful Mind, the Russell Crowe movies. I was okay with those. The Grinch movie is... It's okay.
It turns out when you look at his filmography is kind of a lot of movies that... critics kind of seemed to like just because he's Ron Howard. Like, right. They're really not very good movies.
I do remember, I haven't seen him in a while, but I own Parenthood, Willow, and Splash.
I liked Parenthood.
So basically, once he got out of the 80s...
Yeah, and Splash was fun.
It became kind of dicey. But like, you know, Night Shift, I haven't seen that in a long time. But yeah, Ron Howard post... 92, I didn't really keep up with as much. I saw Backdraft. I saw Far and Away, Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah, Far and Away was good.
And then Apollo 13. So really, that was 95. There wasn't much after 95 that I've really enjoyed. Great work as the narrator in Arrested Development.
Excellent. I think that's his best work. He's hilarious in that.
And I was never a Happy Days viewer.
What about Andy Griffith?
I saw more of that, I think, than Happy Days, but I still didn't watch it tons.
Thanks for helping me get out of there.
So now Han and Chewie are now paired up.
It's now become a buddy cop movie.
Yeah. Hey. He's got a life debt or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We do this one job with them. We make some real money. And then we're free.
A lot of people getting wrapped in blankets in Star Wars movies.
Oh, it's cold in space.
Yeah.
It's been a while for me, too.
What are they talking about?
So what's your name, anyway? Chewbacca? All right, well...
That's not how names work. It doesn't. A name just doesn't translate that easily over to English.
Especially if you speak the language, he should have to say it.
Exactly.
The tower and the bridge. Rio drops us in. We separate the payload container, cable it up to the AT hauler, and then...
Rio jams their distress signal. I blow the bridge. The container slides right off the track, and we sail away.
You trip that security beam, wake up those vipers, it's liable to get real spicy real fast.
Well, I'm not the one you should be worried about.
Infus Nest.
What's an Infus Nest?
I told you we're way ahead of the competition on this one. There's no way Infus Nest even knows about this shipment. Only my guy has the intel.
Well, you better be right. Yeah? Because sometimes you put your face...
Was that Paul Bettany's character? I'm trying to remember. Is that Infus Nest?
I think so.
Or is that someone else?
One school, and you bring in amateurs.
In case you hadn't noticed...
Well, it does look very cold there.
So we get who we need.
Mountains and snow and whatnot.
Yet another...
Oh, Bosk. We got a Bosk mention.
Okay.
You guys more?
He's the orange lizardy looking guy, right?
Yeah, he is the reptilian bounty hunter who wears a recycled suit from a Doctor Who episode.
Oh, is that
way back in the day, yeah. They repurposed it. Oh, so that's the character you were speaking of earlier.
Yeah.
I have great instincts about these guys. And besides, do you see any other options?
I just hope you know what you're doing.
I know exactly what I'm doing and why. We're going to clear our debts, go back to Gleonson. And I'm finally going to learn how to play that valichord.
Oh, babe, you're never going to learn how to play the valichord.
Is that a euphemism?
Right. You are. I don't know.
So what's your sob story, Flyboy?
Oh, me? You're after something. I know the look. What is it? Revenge?
Of the Jedi?
No, it's not revenge. Look at him. If it's anything, it's a girl.
Oh, a girl. Tell us about the girl, hon. Is she nice? Does she have sharp teeth?
What? If there was one thing that attracted me to Brianna,
I got out.
Is the lack of sharp teeth. I was like, I
swore to myself I'd become a pilot.
She's got level chompers.
Get a ship. Go back and find her.
So I shouldn't have this file lined down. That's
no. Horrible idea.
How do you know she'll still be there?
First, you go dress shopping, then you file your teeth. That's the order.
You don't fool me. Everybody needs somebody. Even a broken down old crook like this one.
I feel like she has a lemur around her neck or something. That's a tail hanging down.
I think that's a ferret.
How about you? What are you going to do with your share?
I thought he was like looking at Chewbacca like, hey, you want to make out?
That's what, how about you? You want to snuggle? Yeah.
You look pretty warm.
Looks like they even gave him a scar on his chin to match the Harrison Ford scar.
Yeah.
Okay, there we call it Kashyyyk.
With three Ys.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Oh, and you're going to see plenty of Kashyyyk when we close out the end of today.
Yep.
The only thing you need to learn to do.
You're going to see more Kashyyyk than you want to see.
Yeah. More about Kashyyyk than you want to know.
And this time tomorrow, you'll have more than enough to buy your
And you'll also see a chef with four arms.
Yep.
Maybe six.
Whip,
can't remember.
Whip, stir. So you've seen it before?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And you know what you're getting yourself into. Oh, it's a blaster. So, I had a Han Solo toy blaster, but I got mine after you had to change all toy guns to unrealistic colors. Even a Star Wars blaster couldn't be black. It had to be orange. Which, he doesn't use an orange blaster, so it didn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's where you get the spray paint and the shellac.
I shouldn't have to go.
And shot by a cop.
I shouldn't have to customize my own Star Wars weapons.
So it's a principle. It's a libertarian thing.
So now we've got the whole train sequence.
I was at Christmas the other day, and somebody brought up politics. And I jokingly said, all right, let's not talk about politics. Let's talk about Star Wars or the Joker movie.
Which you were not a fan of.
Which people are, there are two schools of thought of Joker.
I enjoyed it.
I thought it was genuinely a bad movie. Cinematically speaking, I thought it had holes in the plot and was kind of ridiculous.
I've only seen it the one time. It is coming out on DVD soon, so I will probably give it a rewatch and see what I think the second time around, but I did enjoy it the first time I saw it.
There are two movies that my dad and I see movies together a lot, and we usually agree on movies, and there's only two movies that we've both walked out on and been like, wow, I wanted to like that, and kinda hated it. And they were Joker and The Phantom Menace.
Okay. You stuck around for the whole movie?
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, I don't think I've ever walked out on a movie before.
Yeah, I've never walked out of a theatrical.
Yeah, I've stopped watching a movie, but if I'm going to go to the theater, I figure it's an experience. Sure. Write it out.
I've definitely bailed on some movies on DVD or Netflix or whatever.
Have you bailed or gounded?
Jimmy Smits.
Switch.
He's done, right? We're not going to see him again.
Yeah, that's it.
I think
that's the end of Jimmy. Or does he show up briefly in Rogue One?
That's the only thing I could think of. He might. Again, haven't seen that one since the theater. So, yet another character with four arms in the Star Wars galaxy. He doesn't have four lightsabers, though.
Yeah, I think in Star Trek, having funky foreheads is the thing for aliens. In Star Wars, it's four arms.
Funky foreheads.
Funky foreheads.
That's a good band name.
Thank you.
I keep wondering, wasn't there a movie called like Snowpiercer that had a train or something?
It sounds familiar, but I don't know what it was.
I don't think I saw
forgot about this villain. That's kind of a ridiculous villain.
Yeah, kind of looking like a Tusken Raider, like, slightly.
Yeah, it's like a Mandalorian Tusken Raider. It's just, even by Star Wars standards, it's a pretty ridiculous looking costume.
I understand that action scenes have to go on a while, but I gotta admit, there's a lot of them in these movies that go on too long.
They get pretty boring these days. There aren't a lot of action scenes that look different or in any way original anymore. Oh no, one of the best characters of the movie. He got shotted. So not a lot of actors have played more than one character in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
So far, we know Anthony Daniels.
Right.
And Jon Favreau just pulled it off.
Well, Warwick Davis. Definitely has.
I believe Jon Favreau is one of the he's one of the Mandalorians in the third episode of The Mandalorian.
Well, when you create the show, you can have your own Hitchcock moment, I suppose.
Yeah.
Val, keep your eyes open. We just crimped the sensor.
Okay. Oh, I recognize those droids. From Hoth. Yeah. In
looks worse than
Empire, I believe.
Just gotta patch it up. Maybe rest my eyes for a minute.
Uh-oh.
How come sometimes getting shot with a blaster to, like, your shoulder will kill you, and other times it won't?
Right. I don't know. Maybe their internal organs are arranged differently.
That could be.
Because he's a
maybe alien they species. Are somehow allergic or have some kind of reaction to whatever creates a laser blast that others don't have.
This guy, he's kind of out of Mad Max.
Mad Max mask.
I'm guessing this probably isn't Woody Harrelson doing the fight scene.
Probably not.
White man can't jump.
You aren't lying, kid. You're a hell of a pilot.
Rio, stay with me, buddy.
His name is Rio. And he got shot in the chest.
They should have had some Duran Duran. Uh-oh.
We just lost the cable! Step on one to the bridge!
It's no good to die alone, kid. Val was right.
Go get yourself some Strange.
Yep.
Sad.
Now, we've never seen his race before.
But I think we see it again in, Nine.
Okay. I think that's my first yawn.
I think I've had a couple.
Just shy of 8 hours.
Wow.
We're still going strong, people. We got a long way to go.
Second, we're 0.8 from the bridge. Now still on the track. No, you gotta get off that bridge. We're here.
Oh, this is a bummer, too. My second favorite character so far.
You're gonna have to finish the job from right here.
What?
It's been a ride, babe.
I like their Dick Tracy wristwatches.
I wouldn't trade it for anything.
No!
Oh, no.
She blew the bridge, and the bridge loved it. This is kind of like speeder bikes, but they're like speeder jets.
Yeah, that train's not going to make that jump. I think we can make it. And there they go. And now we get to play tug of war in the air. So this was also the movie that put a stop to future Star Wars movies that weren't part of the trilogies.
Yeah, they were going to do an Obi-Wan spinoff, which now is probably going to be a TV series instead. Yeah,
this did not do well in the theater.
Yeah.
Let's see what it cost to make and what it actually made.
This was... what they believe was the beginning of franchise fatigue, and they decided to
which
just
makes total
stick.
Sense.
Yeah, they did go overboard.
You know, there hadn't been any new Star Wars movies in, you know, quite a while, and then it's like, oh, you're going to get a whole trilogy, plus this one that ties into the originals, and this one that's like an origin story every year. And when it first started out, it was like, awesome. You mean there's going to be a new Star Wars movie every year?
Mm-hmm.
But then, yeah, it was like once they started coming out, it was like, okay.
Yeah. It was like every year we're going to get kind of the same thing over right. and over, and things telling us things we already knew, which is partially just the execution of it was not that good.
So it was a $275 million movie to make, and it grossed $213 million. In the U.S. Worldwide, it made $392 million. So it only made $118 million.
And that's probably before marketing.
Right. So not a huge success compared to, you know, what some of the other Star Wars movies have been, like billion-dollar movies.
Yeah. And both... Last Jedi and Rise of Skywalker saw a sharp decline in box office attendance after the first week. So, yeah, the records show that people are starting to get sick of Star Wars. But that's also considering how much money is made in merchandising. I mean, Star Wars stuff is still just completely ubiquitous. You go anywhere to shop for whatever, pencils for your kid, folders, school supplies, fabric, because, you know, Sarah does those corn pillows, I think I've told you about. She does those at, around Christmas and for the holidays. Well, like portable things to keep you warm, and she customizes them whenever she goes to Joann Fabric. There's just like a huge line of different Star Wars
fabrics.
Like everywhere you go, there's just Star Wars stuff all over the place. They make so much money in the merchandising, which it was part of, if you haven't heard this before, the genius of the deal that George Lucas struck when he made A New Hope. He said, I'll take less money as writer-director if I get franchise, if I get merchandising rights and the rights to do the sequels if it does well. And they were like,
yeah,
whatever. This movie's not going to make any fucking money. We're not making any sequels.
You done fucked up there.
It was a gamble, and man, did it pay off, because his fortune at this point... well, now it's because he sold all of Star Wars for $4 billion to Disney, but up to that point, he created everything based on the success of Star Wars and the merchandising and sequel rights.
And there's a shit ton of merchandise, folks.
Yeah. It's everywhere.
You think KISS knows how to merchandise? They got nothing on Star Wars. All right, so now I think we're going to meet one of the bad guys. Is this where Paul Bettany comes in?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think that last bad guy was the, Elliot Ness, whatever.
Yeah, Elliot Ness.
That was the name of the alien they were talking about.
Is Paul Bettany still married to Jennifer Connelly? I mentioned her earlier.
I don't know.
So.
Yeah, it's Stark Tower.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now that is a ridiculous outfit.
Yeah.
Crying.
Okay. Because, you know, you gotta have weird aliens singing. It's a Star Wars movie. This is not as sexy as the other club that we saw in the second movie.
Yeah, in Attack of the Clones, where the Death Sticks were.
Yeah. He's just finishing with the regional governor. She needs a moisturizer.
I was just thinking the same thing. I read that those lines, or the stripes, were added in post-production, and Paul Bettany didn't even know they were going to be there.
Oh, really? Put this in my office. Well, he's used to having shit on his face. He is Vision.
Yeah. Paul Bettany said he thought his career was about to be over. He literally had a Hollywood producer say to him, "Look, I'm sorry to tell you this, essentially, but your career is over. Like you haven't been a draw in a while. Like there are no roles left for you."
I saw Priest,
and he walked outside and was like literally sitting on the steps to this huge office building and was like, "Wow, I think my career is over," when he got the phone call asking if he'd be interested in playing Vision.
Oh.
Since he'd already been the voice for Jarvis.
Nice.
And that's like what completely resurrected his career.
Huh. Oh, look at that.
Little fruit bat.
Now, why does she need a microphone when it looks like she already has one on her face?
I don't know.
Seems like overkill.
Urge overkill?
Oh, well, hello.
Wow, wow, haza, zazawi, wow, wow.
Oh, I'm a whore now. Don't touch me.
I was coming back for you.
You're not allowed to touch. Oh, this is when she gift of magi is him. It's like, sorry, man. Like,
Oh, you're going to buy my freedom? Sorry, but I already gave up my freedom to be a horrible human being.
Cool. How did you get out?
Well, that's a long story. That story takes longer to explain than it did to do.
A little rough around the edges, but good.
You too.
Thank you, Italy. Have you been attentive to Dog and Dow?
Very.
She was like, they got shrimp. What should we
do? Let's turn two and see where it goes.
He's like, fuck it. More for me. Chewie's getting fucked up.
No, God. You see that?
Yes.
He had a milk beard.
Uh-huh.
Sort of. About to. That's why.
Would you like anything from Starbucks?
That would be great.
How big?
What would you like?
When are you going to close this enormous deal?
Any minute.
They're not a sponsor of this episode. Brianna just has a gift card that she will be using on her way home.
Some adventure.
Let's see. I'll do a double espresso in coffee. What do they call that? A red eye?
What?
Hey, what did I say?
He thinks it's called a red eye.
But I told you not to talk to me.
I'm going to ask for a brown eye. I don't even know what that is.
If she comes back with a brownie, I'm going to be really happy.
Right.
Are you all right? Are you hurt?
No, I'm fine.
don't believe we've been introduced.
Yeah, this is Han Solo and Chewbacca. They're with me.
I'm Dryden Voss. I see you've already met my top lieutenant.
Oh.
Han and I grew up. Wait, do you meet his bottom lieutenant?
Yeah.
Oh, fellow scrum rat.
He's over at the bar going, hey. Oh, that ring looks just like the thing on her wrist.
They have matching jewelry. Aww.
Welcome.
She'll never dig me.
You too, Chewbacca. Welcome.
Wait, how did he know that that was Chewbacca and that was Han?
Like how Chewie has the grenade launcher belt.
We're just friends, all right? You're touchy. Beckett, you have put me in a terrible position.
I know, Dryden, and I am sorry.
You're sorry?
Dryden, there were complications. There were factors.
Infant's nest has been a constant...
Infant's nest.
Infant's nest, okay.
It's one you should have dealt with.
Trust me, I know I made a mistake.
Oh, isn't there supposed to be something from Indiana Jones in here?
Yeah, the...
The fertility idol or something.
Yeah, the idol from the beginning of Raiders.
I think what Dryden is trying to say is that we're not interested in why you don't have it.
I'm not interested at all.
Oh, there it is. On the table.
Oh, okay.
Make this right. There is no making this right.
Making this rice? What's he saying?
Infant's nest.
Elliot Ness. Got it.
Here's what I need you to do for me. I need you... to give me a...
Oh, and there's the crystal skull.
Not to kill you.
And there's Shia LaBeouf.
That or it was a big bottle of tequila.
And there's the monkey brains. Oh, okay.
It's right above where the idol is. It's a bit too on the nose.
Yes, we will simply steal
So this occurred a long time ago.
In a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah.
To find that anywhere outside an
so I guess that Sorry. Idol is really, really, really old. So, even older artifact than...
How did it get to our galaxy?
Yeah, I don't know. E.T. brought it.
Uh-oh, he's talking. Well, he's not supposed to be talking.
The known source of astatic coaxium is a fissure vent beneath the spice mines on Kessel.
Oh, I know this all about Kessel, spice mines.
Very, very good one. Pikes control Kessel. Crimson Dawn maintains a fragile alliance with...
Crimson
Dawn.
I think that was another...
D-A-W-S.
I think that was another book.
I will not do... So if that's all you have, I think we're done here.
Not all we have.
We don't have any alliance with the...
Are they talking about the movie Snatch? We're working. The Pikeys? Are they going to buy a caravan? Possible. I'm listening.
Oh, that shot, the framing of that shot, I learned about in How to Draw Comics the Marvel Way.
Oh.
Unless you could find somewhere to get it processed fast.
Well.
You think Savarine?
Savarine! Yeah, it's an old refinery there, and it's not
Savarine.
Under jurisdiction.
But Kira's right. The canisters will explode before you get there, so you'd need an incredibly fast ship and a brilliant pilot.
We'll find a ship. We've already got the pilot.
This guy, right here.
He is arrogant, and he's hungry. So what do you think, my dear? You think
get that man some pizza. Can do. It worked
for me. And thirsty, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I believe you can.
Hmm. Well, that is good news.
I like when you believe things.
See that it does. All right.
It's almost weird seeing her as a brunette now.
Yeah.
Which is her natural hair color, if I remember right. correctly.
I'm a fan. Savarine.
Yeah, I think it looks better than the white hair for sure.
Great. Oh, and just one more thing. If you do fail me again...
I'll kill you.
We'll all be out of options. Right?
We won't.
So I thought that went really well.
Right.
As quick and as clean as possible. What do you need?
I can try.
Did you see what he did to my wrist? You haven't even seen my ass.
It's got a Nexium scar.
Yeah.
It's a long shot, but whoa. It's worth a try.
Is that a woolly mammoth?
Huge.
The Empire's fingers more times.
The skull should be bigger, right?
Probably, or its hind legs are like huge.
He's attractive. She's a big fan of this person we're about to meet.
Oh, right.
Not to mention his prodigious...
We get it.
Not to mention his capes.
Uh-huh.
But he's retired. Says he's a sportsman now.
All we need is his ship.
Well, he'll never part with it. He loves that ship. He won it. Playing Sabacc.
And here we go. I do think Donald Glover does a great job as young Lando.
He's one of the best things about this movie.
Interesting style.
I'll say.
You say he won his ship?
I have an offer. Sabacc, Chris. I'm gonna
call him. Take him. Let me at him.
Absolutely not. Han, these guys are serious gamblers.
I'm serious. Stake me. Listen to him.
Did he say stick me or stake me?
I think it was steak, but it sounded like stick. More skulls with horns.
Thank you.
It's a popular decoration in every part.
And does she speak Wookiee? Because, he's like, don't listen to him.
And why they just do the graduate shot when he walked up to him? Why the Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce
him? Did Lando have his leg up on the table?
Han had his legs apart, and Lando was framed in between. It looked kind of suggestive.
Sabacc. Got it.
You played before?
A couple times, yeah.
Captain Lando Calrissian. Han Solo.
Looks like you're having a good day. I'm a lucky guy.
Can I ask you a question, Captain Calrissian?
Anything, Han. It's Han, but that's okay. I heard a story about you. I was wondering if it's true. Everything you've heard about me. It's true.
Thank you. Just reaches 45.
I've won a lot of things. I once won a subtropical moon in the Ocean Belt.
That big Cyclops alien off to the left.
Why is everybody being quiet and letting these two just have a solo, no pun intended, back and forth?
Yeah.
There's other people here. Let's play.
Yeah, if there were a Bond villain at the table, this is where he'd say something about playing and not talking.
But even the common, common folk watching, again, how exciting is it to watch this? I know people watch poker on TV, which I don't get.
I think it's kind of fun.
But I don't play poker.
Yeah.
So
for me, it's like watching golf on TV.
Exactly.
Let's see what we got here.
Oh, great hand.
It's Hond.
Sorry, guys. Close, but not quite.
I remember Game of Thrones had a lot of moments like that, where it was like, how come everybody just stopped doing what's going on so the camera can slowly push on these two characters having a conversation?
Eyes on your own card.
That guy has multiple eyes looking.
All of them. There. Well, now I see yours.
Who's this little person?
See, that's not necessary.
Yeah, because now those cards are out of the rotation.
Oh, I thought those were his fingernails.
Oh, it could have been.
They were doing the olive oil.
Okay.
Mating her fingernails in the old Popeye cartoons.
Maybe it was. I thought he was out, so rather than discarding,
he ate
his cards.
It's one way to fold.
However much this is.
Yeah, none of us understand what's going on.
Whoa, Han. Slow down.
Yeah, this would be a lot more suspenseful if any of us knew how to play Sabacc.
I don't think anybody knows how to play.
Yeah.
I like this kid. You're adorable.
He's the same age as you, Lando.
I'm calling. With what? Your scarf? Not my style. My ship. Against your ship. Time to find out if you've got
the nerve. Boy.
What the hell? Straight staves.
Oh, that must be good.
Yeah, I think that's good thing.
You're very good. But not good enough. Pull Sabacc.
Oh, that must be better.
I think so.
Straight staves does not beat a full sabacc.
Mm-mm.
I mean, the game's called sabacc, so.
And a full house beats a straight, so I guess.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, he cheated.
And nobody's ever thought to check that before.
Right? Oh, and now it's the droid.
Battle droids.
Yeah, battle droids, that's it. Also, your guy, Captain Wonderful, is so that's like chicken fights, right? Like that's probably not like legal.
Cockfighting?
Yeah.
Like dog fights?
I don't have it right here now. It's in the shop. I'm getting some work done on it.
Oh, what's up, girl?
You look phenomenal, as always.
Well, I knew I was going to see you.
What are you doing with Harry and the boy?
Well, they work for me.
Another great band.
Harry and the boy.
Harry and the boy.
Excuse us. Listen, last I checked, me and Crimson Dawn were squared away. Dryden said...
She probably shouldn't be wearing a fur around a Wookiee, right?
It might just attack any second.
Yeah.
We need a ship.
Why didn't you just say so?
I thought you were retired.
Circumstances change.
How much?
The Kessel Run. That's no easy spin. I'm gonna need half the take.
Ridiculous.
Shh. Grown-ups are talking. 25%.
See, it's lines like that that I get real easily annoyed with, where it's just like a predictable cliche.
Right.
The grown-ups are talking, the adults are talking, it's, you know, uh-oh, we've got company, those kind of lines.
Woody Harrelson's playing an alcoholic, putting some sort of booze in his drink, which probably already has booze in it,
right.
I would assume.
25.
I keep thinking the buttons on their shoulders are from, like, Nintendo controllers.
25% work.
Like it's an A and B button.
One of the best characters in the movie.
Oh, yeah. Voiced by, is it Phoebe Waller? I'm trying to remember what her full name is. She just won an award for, what was it? The name of her show.
Fleabag?
Fleabag, yeah.
Which I'm yet to see.
Oh, it's good. Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Bridge. Oh, hey, we got Clint.
Oh, there he is. Is his dad in the movie, too?
I don't know.
He always has his dad in.
I'm gonna flip your switch. Good luck finding it.
L3!
I remember her from Crashing was another British series that I watched, and she was in that, and then I saw Fleabag. Which is on Amazon Prime.
Who are these guys? We're taking them to Kessel.
Oh, are we? And what if I don't elect to go to Kessel?
Please don't start.
Oh, what?
This is where we find out Lando will fuck anything.
This is where, yes, his pansexuality comes out.
Which apparently isn't, like, ever when Billy Dee was quoted as saying he was, like, gender fluid or something.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, he made a comment about, like, embracing his womanly side and that he doesn't, like, necessarily play the pronoun game or something. Well, people took that quote and, like, misinterpreted it. And they're like, oh, Billy Dee Williams comes out as gender fluid and all this. So then somebody did a follow-up interview and asked him about that, and he's like, I don't even know what that means. And then, like, so they described it. He's like, oh, no, that's not what I was saying at all. I was just meaning I'm in touch with my feminine side,
yeah,
which I define as being feminine, like a she, but, like, I'm not just attracted to
women. For him, it was more of a spiritual balance, sort of. Yeah. It wasn't a gender identity
that
issue.
I'm not a manly man. I can also be soft and, you know, still a man.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah, all these people were embracing Billy Dee as like a gay icon.
Spokesperson.
He was like, that's great and all, but that's not
what
I was meaning.
By it, yeah. Yeah, Billy Dee has always come off as real, just chill. To me, just like a cool,
he was super nice
cool
when I met him.
Person,
he would record the Colt 45 commercial for your voicemail for the right price.
Nice.
I just got assigned 8x10. And I talked to him about Bingo Long and the Traveling All Stars, the baseball movie he made with James Earl Jones and Richard Pryor. Because I told him I'm from Peoria, and I've always been a fan of that movie.
You must have experience with these, right?
Yeah, I could take it off.
Fantastic.
Along with 5% off your cut. You're down to 20.
Those are some sideburns.
I don't like it. I don't agree with it. But I accept it.
Well, you're gonna have to.
Miss Lando.
Yeah.
Come on, Chewie. Gonna need a little bit of that Wookiee oomph.
What does that mean?
Your plan is underway, Empress.
Oh, is Elliot
the homing beacon? They won't elude us now.
Good.
They'll bring the prize to us.
Oh, what would the Star Wars writers do without tracking beacons? Whoa, this is the first time we've seen the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon.
This is a Corellian YT-1300. You know your stuff. I've been on one before. My dad worked the line at the sea plant before he got laid off.
So this is like a Ford.
He wanted to be a pilot, but...
You close with the old man?
Not really.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't even know his last name. That's why they call me Solo.
Mm-hmm.
Most amazing woman I've ever known.
Excuse me. Get your presumptuous arm.
Oh, first cuss word in a Star Wars movie.
Well, we've heard hell.
Eh. I feel ass is,
Ass is worse than hell?
Yeah.
I like that she has the designs of an R2 unit on her little chest plate there. Like she's... Just keep your pinky on the yoke. Almost like a protocol droid or right. R2 combined.
Ready and...
So I used to carry around on my key ring. I had a little pewter Millennium Falcon from when I turned 16. I got it for my 16th birthday. I think it lasted up until 2 years ago. And then the pewter on the ring part that connected it to the chain... finally wore and it fell off.
Did it used to be in the Star Wars themed bathroom?
Yes.
I remember seeing it.
I used to have it up on the shelf. And then Brianna got me a replacement keychain, but the only one she could find, the Falcon was about 3 to 4 times the size of the one I used to carry. It was ridiculously large. It was
like a medallion?
Yes. It was a little too bulky, so... she was like, sorry, this was like legit the best I could find. It was plastic, not metal. And I used it for a while, but then I just put our spare keys on it. So it's still hanging up, but I can't carry that in my pocket all the time. But I had the Falcon with me for many years.
Did you have the original Falcon toy, the play set? With
no,
the top that came off and the chessboard that was just there?
I did not from the original toys. I got one of the Falcons when they re-released them, I think in the 90s, and I just left it in the box.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really open them and play with them when I was, you know, in high school. I was just playing dress up.
Oh, I did.
With Lando's capes.
Yeah, I had
to try one on. A lot of capes.
Maybe too many.
Too Many Capes, another band name.
Is this going to be like The Great Gatsby? She's going to just throw herself crying on his capes? His colorful capes?
I have only read the book. Never saw the movie.
I haven't seen the newest one.
With DiCaprio?
Yeah, the Baz Luhrmann one. Saw the one with Robert Redford. Didn't think it was that great. Gotcha. Saw the one with... Oh, who was in? It was like a Hallmark one that was made in the late 90s with Mira Sorvino as Daisy, and it was not good.
Now, Emilia Clarke was just in a movie that came out this month, and it disappeared before I had a chance to see it. It was a Christmas movie called Last Christmas.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
And it disappeared from theaters 2 weeks before Christmas.
Yeah.
It came out in November, and with Star Wars coming out and Jumanji... And I think there was something, Frozen 2, it got pushed out when those came out. So I was planning on seeing it. Didn't happen. So now I'm going to have to either watch a Christmas movie in the middle of spring or wait until next year.
Yeah,
probably.
Wait until next Christmas for Last Christmas.
Yeah.
You're making a big mistake. Which is yours to make, except when you start to interfere with my life.
I heard it wasn't that good.
Yeah, it didn't get great reviews. I was curious about it because of the casting.
Maybe you don't know her well enough. Right? Look.
And this is where Chewie obviously becomes really good at that game over the years.
Yeah. Yeah, I got kind of sick of the Chewie playing chess references. They kind of just overdid it in all the movies.
Like, just because he played it in one movie.
Yeah, don't have to keep referencing this chessboard with Chewie. Everyone will betray you. In fact, it seemed like the implication in A New Hope was almost that he was new to the game and didn't really know what he was doing.
Let the Wookiee win.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we're still...
dropping out of light speed now.
Still in light speed.
Only Lando can make mustard work.
The Acadia's Maelstrom.
I'm going to go check on the dampers.
You need anything?
Well, he's kind of color-coordinated with the seats.
Yeah. Probably intentional.
Oh, yeah. All right. Time for another action sequence that will probably go on too long. We're going to drive, fly, pilot the Falcon into a big storm. The Maelstrom.
I forgot about this.
I did, too.
Whoa.
It doesn't look good.
What's that sound?
Carbon bergs. Size of planets crashing into each other. Ships fly in there, they never come out.
Oh, it's like Willy Wonka's factory. Nobody ever goes in. Nobody ever comes out.
So what are you going to do about your little problem?
She's pregnant.
Problem.
Well, that brand on your wrist tells me that you're committed. And that young male's heart fluctuations tell me he's in love with you.
Han is not in love with me.
Oh, please. It's just us. You don't have to pretend. I'm in the same situation.
You are?
I'm sure you've noticed that Lando has feelings for me, which makes working together difficult because I do not feel the same way about him.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I see that.
Sometimes, I think. Maybe. But no. We're just not compatible.
Well, technically, the movie doesn't pass the Bechdel test, but it's a nice spin on the Bechdel test.
How would that work?
This is a precision job. Thermal vault will be on the lowest level, down where it's warm.
Oh, do you want to explain what that test is, just for people that maybe didn't hear it mentioned on a past episode?
It is, if a movie has two women having a conversation that isn't about one of the men in the movie, then they're having a that has nothing to do with, like, you know, sex or who they're dating or whatever, then it's just two female characters happening to have an interesting conversation. Because you get men talking in movies all the time about situations that move the plot forward, but until rather recently, your average movie, I mean, really the vast majority of movies, didn't have scenes like that, where two women are in a scene talking and it's not about their love lives.
Oh, she got a red cape.
Won't be for long. Shut up, the both of
you. Oh, we'll see that suit again.
Yeah, that apparently they just have that costume on board the Millennium Falcon for any time you need to impersonate something.
Oh, they're dripping.
Which is kind of ridiculous as far as the costume goes, because it covers like 1/16 of their face.
Yeah, you can totally tell who it is.
Right.
Slaves, I brought you a sample. Tool, bring forth the merchandise.
That's kind of gross that he's like dripping the whole time, right?
He's got a cold.
Like, that's going to make a mess.
I love that his name, his fake name is Tool.
Yep, they got teeth. Is he vaping?
I think so.
Director Tolsite said our slaves should follow those guys to get clipped and tagged.
What are they clipping?
Your wiener.
He wants us to follow him.
Oh.
Really?
That's for that stunt you pulled earlier, you degenerate scum.
What'd she give him?
A boner.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the dice. He's got them back.
Do those even do anything? Like,
no.
A key would have been more helpful.
You would think.
Yes, all systems in this sector of the facility.
Those guys are dressed like Snake Eyes. How they are able to maintain. Or not, Storm Shadow. Who was the white G.I. Joe?
Well, a lot of them were white. There weren't many black G.I. Joe characters.
The Cobra guy that was in, like, the all-white ninja outfit. Because wasn't one of them Storm Shadow and one of the Snake
Snow
Eyes?
Snow Cone, I think he was called.
Snow Cone look.
Yeah. I don't remember G.I. Joe as well. I had several of them. But once I stopped watching the cartoon and playing with those toys, that actually got purged from my mind.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Try not to bother anyone.
Now, if you still got a question about, like, He-Man or wrestling from the 80s and Star Wars, like, that I can still answer. Some cartoons.
But G.I. Joe was the one that got pushed away.
G.I. Joe is, yeah, that wasn't my favorite.
Yeah, my brother was really into it. It was... I found it just a little bit boring.
Yeah.
That was the uniform that would have fit me perfectly, but it's fine.
That's not grunting at all.
We had the Lando action figure that was dressed in that, you know, the Return of the Jedi Lando in disguise action figure. And it was a big deal because that little part of his mask actually moved up and down.
Oh, that's
cool. So cool.
No.
Whoa. I have never seen anyone do... What was that?
Teres Kasi. Dryden taught me.
She stabbed him with his vape.
Ah. Well negotiated.
See, now technically, I guess that little bit of a scene did pass the Bechdel test.
Yeah.
Unless you consider Dryden Vos as somebody that she's been sexually interested in and he taught her those moves.
Right.
But really, it was more about what she did, not about the relationship.
Hey, nice job beating that guy up.
Congratulations, you're liberated. Scoot. I don't know. Free your brothers and sisters or something. Just give me some space.
We're going to see a bunch of Wookiees here in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in.
So this movie's big on, this is an SJW movie. This is a social justice movie. It's droids freeing one another.
Right.
It's women having conversations about being martial arts badasses.
I thought you meant single Jewish woman.
I can't think of any single Jewish women in this. I don't know. Is Emilia Clarke Jewish?
I don't know. Natalie Portman was.
Yeah. But she's not in this one, unfortunately.
Nope, she's not. She's dead.
This is not an SJW movie in that sense.
And then there's also SWV, Sisters of Voices.
Hmm.
Pop group from the 90s that you can now hear on KZ 102.3. They brought the KZ93 model back to the Peoria area. So we've been listening to that a lot in the car.
Oh, yeah?
It's like throwback to... childhood and high school era.
It's almost like having 99.9 back.
Yeah.
99X.
Yeah. I don't listen to 105.7 the X much. It's not really my style.
Yeah, me neither. Worked for him for a couple years.
Yeah.
Back when they were WWCT.
Fine.
Having a tantrum.
Yep.
That was a good Chewie. That sounded like Han Solo.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good Harrison Ford.
Apparently Harrison Ford enjoyed the movie.
Yeah, that's what I read.
Which he sometimes comes off a little grumpy.
On the topic of Star Wars, specifically that seems to be true. I think, again, it's... He doesn't have fond memories of the first movie. It was kind of actors trying to figure out what to do while George Lucas gave bad direction. So he didn't want to do the third one. He didn't want to do Jedi because both Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher had contracts to do three movies. He had a contract to do two movies for some reason. He wanted Han Solo killed in Return of the Jedi. He didn't want to keep doing any of this.
Okay.
And I think a lot of it had to do with working with George Lucas. And I think that's why a lot of his thing was, if I'm going to come back and do Force Awakens, you got to kill off Han Solo.
Okay.
That's the only reason that's the only way he would do it. He wanted his character to have a noble ending and kind of wanted to be done with it at the same time.
Okay.
Okay, Han, each canister should be equipped with a thermal display.
Yeah, I see it.
If the internal temperature reaches below 35 standard, then the coaxium will destabilize and explode.
Uh-oh.
I get it, guys. It's dangerous.
It's the VX gas from The Rock.
Okay, got it.
Great. Only 11 more.
11?
Yeah, you should have had the Wookiee help him on this, I think.
Yeah.
Calrissian Chronicles, Chapter 5. Continued. Personally, I wasn't all that impressed with Saroon. No sense of humor or style. Nonetheless, there L3 and I were deep in their sacred temple. And that's when we saw it.
People clamoring.
That just looked like a little fan. Like a little desk fan.
Yeah.
L3, what did you do?
I found my true purpose, Lando! That's what I've done! I'm so glad we took this job!
That droid.
L3, come on! Follow me, compatriots!
Did she say, follow me, you bitches?
He got those 11 canisters on pretty fast.
Free hand to take him out. What do I do?
Improvise.
You said never improvise. Akanata!
No. Oh, there we go, Chewie. Back to the rescue.
Don't forget that guy.
Oh.
Ow.
That's... That guy's definitely dead. A broken spine.
Good to see you, buddy.
Yeah, a little help. That Wookiee looks weird, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it looks mummified or something.
Or a little more simian.
I kind of like it, though, that it shows a variety in species.
Yeah. Uh-oh. You don't want that stuff to blow up.
Han?
It's Han. Okay, so now we gotta load the stuff and get out of here.
They're going for the landing gear. We've got to get out of here.
We need to keep away from those cannons.
I'd say so far the marathon is holding up to how I thought I was gonna feel about it, watching it just like all the way through and paying attention. And that's that. So far, I think each movie has gotten better.
Yeah,
I think the quality of the movie has just consistently gotten better for me.
Uh-oh.
Help me! No, Lando, get back here!
I think that's my biggest complaint with the movie is that it keeps being that, like, the character that I like the most that gets introduced immediately ends up getting killed off. So it's just introducing a bunch of super interesting, cool, fun characters. And then watching them die.
Damn it.
That guy had no shirt on.
What, the Wookiee?
No, there's some, like, Hobo Joe some running
slave
around.
Dude.
Yeah. Lando. Stand up. You weren't shot in the leg. You were shot in the arm.
Yeah, and I know you care about L3, but that much? There's this implication that droids aren't this thing you get attached to, which right. is why it's so interesting that we have droid characters that are main characters throughout mm-hmm. the series. That's a pretty badass yell. Go, Amelia.
Throwing some grenades, killing some people that just got freed. Well, it's the thought that counts.
That's a pretty good shot. Looks like a one take. Mm-hmm. Sure it wasn't.
Responding. It's not responding.
On,
get us out of here.
Not a one take, but a one shot.
It's not responding. On, now.
On it.
Oh, now he gets to fly.
I think throughout the Star Wars movies, a pilot's ability can be judged by how well they jump into the chair.
And flick switches.
And flick switches.
Now, the Falcon looks different here.
It's got an escape pod.
On the front there.
On the front.
I'm here. It's all right, Arthur. I've got you. It's okay, Arthur. It's all right. I can fix you. I can fix you.
What's happening? God. That's like the most tragic death scene since, what's his name in Saving Private Ryan, who kept screaming mommy as he died.
Mm. And, like, the equivalent of her brains are, like, hanging out or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, anytime somebody's saying things like, what's happening, or mommy, or I don't want to go, like Peter Parker at the end of Endgame.
Could use a copilot.
Or not Endgame, but Infinity War.
I wasn't talking to you, I was talking to Chewbacca.
I'll be a passenger.
Uh-oh, hey, that doesn't look good.
Stuff that they use to lava fuck lamps. Up Professor X.
Oh, I thought it was a Venom, a symbiote.
That too. It's all those things.
Sorry. The cargo we're carrying, if we don't make up some lost time, we're going to be in real trouble.
How about that? Is that real trouble?
Are we going to make the Kessel Run, Seth?
That is an Imperial blockade.
That's no moon. That's a space station. Did I do it right?
Space ship.
Oh, damn it.
Nope. Not going to make it. We're going to have to drop the shipment.
If we don't deliver, Dryden will kill us.
All right, trust me. I know.
We should be in big doo-doo. No way
to face a TIE fighter chasing down a little rinky-dink freighter.
Now, the cockpit of this ship has seen a lot of little ensemble ragtag teams of people saving the day.
Look at that. Oh. TIE fighter's a little weird. It's like a double.
I think they're bombers, and that's why.
Oh, okay.
TIE bombers have the extra. Yeah, all right. No, that's not a bomber. I think. I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Like, the other ones just look like, you know, your standard TIE fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Which I always like the sound effects of the TIE fighters.
Yeah.
You can't make the Kessel Run in less than 20 parsecs. Watch me.
How?
Take a shortcut. Through there.
Into the master room. Mm-hmm. Spectacular way of killing us all. I'll give you that.
Can't do it without L3.
Now, is a parsec a unit of distance or a unit of time?
It's actually a unit of distance.
Okay.
They used it like a unit of time in A New Hope.
That's what I thought.
People were like, huh?
Yeah.
And then he tried to explain it as, it's this
distance from point A to point B.
People do to see if, yeah, how, what's the... Yeah, like, what is the shortest distance that you can do the parsec run by taking whatever shortcuts and different routes? Or that, you know, the Kessel run, not the parsec run. You know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
It's been a long day. We're
getting there.
Star Wars is into it.
Well, no, Star Wars is,
yeah, wow.
Like Ragnall on a Kylan. I don't know what that means. Like a Jingerson
I do love this theme music. This is the classic Flying the Millennium Falcon theme. See, this is where I get the craving to play Rogue Squadron or Shadows of the Empire or any of the classic games. The first Star Wars games to have really, truly rather good special effects or graphics, so that as you're playing, you feel like you're actually piloting the Millennium Falcon. You're actually flying an X-Wing through the trenches of the Death Star.
We need to divert auxiliary power to the rear deflector shield.
We definitely do.
Do you pronounce auxiliary auxiliary or auxiliary? That's a question for you listeners. Dustin has left the room for a moment.
190 years old? You look great.
Chewie, get in. I'll help Lando.
See, that's moments where I feel like maybe the theme song wasn't necessary. We didn't need to bring in the main title theme.
Whoa! That's my cape! Oh, that's a custom piece!
Still sounds like pizza.
What? Back at you with us?
Just pizza?
Just pizza.
I really hurt my thumbs.
There's still one on it!
It's more non-alcoholic beer.
I haven't tried the Miller's yet.
It's not bad. It's cheaper than O'Doul's.
Well, something I picked up with my pal Needle. This street racer and all.
I tried to time that right.
Billy crashed and died doing this.
Had to pop my back while standing up.
Yeah.
So I've been training for this indirectly by going to triple features at the movie theater on Thursdays on my day off. And I've done it for 3 weeks straight where I saw three movies in the theater. And this is, we're now past my training point. We're in the marathon where the adrenaline is just supposed to kick in and help carry me through.
I just watch a lot of TV all the time.
I do that too.
Kind of always marathoning. I'm always in training.
Move the mod caliber. Make sure the T-line's connected.
You can tuck it in. Don't worry.
You got like a napkin or something?
Oh yeah, I can get one for you.
Thanks.
Okay.
Stunning podcast and material asking for napkins. Have a little bit of a spillage situation going on right now. Excuse me. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
One non-alcoholic beer into it, and I feel drunk.
Oh, you've had at least two.
Oh, that's true. This is my second.
I've had about four Mountain Dews, I think.
It doesn't sound like something we want to be approaching.
So they've attached L3's computer into the Millennium Falcon. So she is now the navigational computer. She's permanently a part of the ship, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's not a bad fate.
And now they will take the flight of the navigator.
Oh, here's that great shot of flying into a giant creature's eye opening. Like, we didn't just see that twice already in Phantom Menace.
Oh, I think more than that. So, this is a space lightning octopus.
Yeah. That's the Maw.
No, the Maw. Okay. No, that's not what it's called. That's something
Maw?
Else.
Maw?
I got an idea. Don't fly toward it, Han!
That's Satan's butthole.
Right.
That was from, was it Flash Gordon?
See if it goes for this. Oh,
yep.
What are you doing? That's the escape pod!
Oh, there it goes.
I know.
Well,
now it's that. Missing.
And now it looks like
now
the
it looks
Falcon.
Normal.
So that's how Han made special modifications to the Millennium Falcon, was just getting rid of the escape hatch.
Yeah. And now it's going to get sucked into the hole.
She found a way out.
90 degrees. To the left. Ish. Leftish.
Can't. Taking everything we got to stay out of the launch, pulling us in. We're stuck.
I feel like this is pretty much how the J.J. Abrams Star Trek ended. It was the exact same thing. They were just being sucked into the red matter black hole that was being created and had to fly out, but they needed a kick, and so they had to, like, eject the warp core or something like that.
I was just making sure this wasn't turning into a hentai program.
Lots of tentacles.
A lot of tentacles, and you never know where those things are going to end up.
Yep. Oh.
That's not good.
That looked intense.
That definitely doesn't look good. If there's one thing I've learned in Star Wars movies today, red is bad.
Yeah, yes. Second we're clear of the maelstrom, we jump to light speed.
Again! Can't talk! Well, yeah, you can. You just did.
I see it.
Han looks like he's wearing lipstick there because of the red shadows.
He's going to go pump up a bike tire.
He's going to pump up the jam.
Pump up the volume.
Get some technotronic action here.
Is that like C4 or something?
Yeah.
Oh, that poor thing.
Beckett, hurry up! We only get one shot at this thing! Get up and let me do this!
Mom's spaghetti.
Down.
Is his mouth bleeding? Is that why it looks like he has lipstick on, or is it just the light?
I think it's the light. And maybe because he's got that little zit looking thing.
Now!
And kablooey. And boom goes the dynamite. Uh-oh, that's not good.
Oh, hey, it's that one sound effect. In a lot of Lucasfilm stuff.
Well, they didn't say it all the way. Oh,
he was fishing.
Okay.
Joey, when I tell you, kick out the thrusters and jump to light speed.
Wait, what?
Remember
we...
that alley we slipped through in the Santa shipyards?
Yeah, I remember. I remember it didn't work.
This time it's gonna.
So we're referencing what happened earlier when their ship got stuck.
Which, in and of itself, is something we've seen in just about every movie where something flies ever. So, not really that suspenseful. I think that's one of the issues. I feel like Maverick's about to buzz the tower.
Yeah, right.
It needs to be offloaded immediately. Like, immediately, immediately. We're here now!
And there he is.
Maverick.
The guy spills his coffee.
Right. But yeah, I feel like one 3D of my
shot.
Biggest issues with this movie is that it is a lot of... It's presented in this really interesting way, but it's a lot of stuff that we've really seen already. He's emptying the septic tank.
Shitter was full.
Castle run in 12 parsecs.
Nobody cares.
Not if you round down, buddy. Yeah.
She is a hell of a ship.
Looking to be in pretty bad shape there.
Mm-hmm.
I hate you.
Oh, he said, I know.
Get it? Instead of, I love you?
Yeah.
In my quarters, waiting for you to bring me my shit.
I don't see too many couples wearing those shirts, though.
Yeah.
Where it says, I hate you, and I know.
That's the divorce announcement.
Never?
He was doing the John Bender... fist in the air,
yeah.
Don't you forget about me moment.
That's their Brita filter.
Mm-hmm. Then what? Well, that or she's making disgusting tea.
You will get paid to buy that shit.
Do people really do that? Like, she got her rag all wet, and she's like rubbing the back of her neck. When I'm hot, I would put it on my face, not the back of my neck. But I feel like that's something people do in movies that I don't know if it's really accurate.
And how long do you have to pay off that debt?
Oh, here's her whole backstory.
Everyone serves somebody, hon. Even Dryden Voss. Look, you don't want to make an enemy of Crimson Dawn, which is exactly what you and I would both be doing if I left here with you.
I'm not afraid of Crimson Dawn. I can take care of myself. You know, I'm not the kid you knew on Corelli anymore, Kira.
No?
No.
Then who are you?
I'm an outlaw.
I'm a space cowboy.
I'm not kidding.
You can call me Maurice.
Okay, outlaw. You can tell yourself that. But I might be the only person in the whole galaxy who knows what you really are.
Seth is now taking a bathroom break. And he's back.
Little Orphan Annie's back.
You are the good guy.
Not the good
I'm
guy.
The bad guy.
Definitely not the good guy. I'm a terrible person.
He seems happy about it.
Yeah. He's okay with being a terrible person. Being a scoundrel.
She was talking to Han about how many space dicks she's had to suck since she left
That's
their planet.
That's what they call credits.
That's a fun hat.
It's a Dr. Seuss hat. More Dr. Seussian shit happening.
This bartender.
So I hear you make good brandy.
Damn, the waiter's name was Brandy. That's a one gin slim.
Oh, here's Infant's Nest. It's ominous. And this is where we get the big old M. Night Shyamalan twist here.
And the Lawrence of Arabia music. Oh, more balls. That was in the trailer.
Must have known you'd see me again.
Counting on it. Didn't plan on it being so soon.
I also am getting a Kevin Costner Waterworld vibe.
Oh yeah, definitely.
They start drinking their own pee. That's what the brandy's made out of.
You happen to notice that freighter down there? You know what's on it? About 30 hired guns. All I gotta do is give them the signal. You're surrounded.
Thanks, Lando. Well, shit.
I feel like Woody Harrelson has kind of like a Richard Spencer alt-right haircut.
By the time that coaxium gets refined, Crimson Dawn will be here. So you go ahead and kill us. They're going to kill you.
Perhaps it's a compromise, one that doesn't involve so much killing.
Yeah, he's got Pepto-Bismol tablets on his shoulder.
Don't care about anybody. All they know how to do is kill.
Are those
and
teeth?
Fuck.
Yeah. I do two things. Oh, hello, lady.
Oh, it's Michelle Wolf.
Why are we all staring at each other?
Uh-huh. We need a drink. Bring them inside.
I'll drink to that.
You need a drink. You don't know the half of it, sister.
My mother once told me.
There'll be days like this. Peaceful planet.
They had a resource there these men coveted. So they took it. They kept coming back, taking more. So finally the people resisted. When they returned demanding their tribute, the people shouted back in one voice.
How come all the women in Star Wars have British accents?
I've wondered that a lot. Well, like Princess Leia didn't. Doesn't.
You know what that pack of
in the first movie, she spoke in kind of a, you know, I'm trying to think of a couple of her lines where she does it. It's like, you know, I should have recognized your foul stench when I came on board. Like, there's this slight, like, Dawn and the rest of the thing. She just drew a Pokemon.
I thought she was going to draw a smiley face. That would have been funny.
No. Says them. Each of our worlds has been brutalized by the syndicates. Crimson Dawn will
There's Warwick.
Warwick.
You Again. Stole to Warwick. System of the system. In league with the Empire.
And what would
so
you
is that supposed to be the for? Same character that we saw in Phantom Menace?
My mother would have used
I doubt it.
Or in some way a relative?
To fight back. We're not marauders. We're allies. And the war's just begun.
Cool story, bro.
Oh, they got a drone. Attack of the drones.
Yeah. That,
you know we can't get the Quaxium.
That's the movie off. That they decided not to
Joining
make.
Joining the cause, Han Solo? I'm trying to make it out alive. Got a plan?
Yeah, we're getting one.
A plan B?
Summer Crimson Dawn at the same time.
Maybe get your girlfriend back while we're at it. You don't tangle with Dryden. Because unlike us, he actually does.
Is he doing
travel.
Dip or something?
I think so.
They have chewing tobacco in a galaxy far, far away.
They got death sticks and death
Here's
chew.
What I got so far.
That's why he's called Chewy.
What do you suggest I?
So fucking obvious and stupid, and I laughed.
It's because he's got a habit. It's just the nickname stuck.
Yeah, he could have been called Dippy, I guess.
Chewbacca is short for chewed tobacco.
Yeah.
A lot of ways it could go south, and only one where it doesn't.
That's why I need my partner.
Which direction does it go?
Not this time. I'm leaving. If you're smart, you come with me.
I thought you didn't believe in running.
Prefer it to dying.
Well, I guess this is goodbye. What are those things coming out of the ground?
Yeah, I don't know. They seem dangerous.
Do they mark where the tide comes in or something?
By some miracle, you
No,
make
that's
it out
on a
here.
Hill.
Find me on Tatooine.
Tatooine again.
Luke Skywalker.
Shot gangster putting together crew. That'll be the one.
Who could we be referring to?
Yeah, I still got some debts to pay before I can head back to Gleon Psalm and get into the Valacor.
So,
he wants to join Max Rebo's band.
He wants to be the dancer in the tunes.
Ula. Ula Omblangata.
Ula la. So, if... you can make this point to begin with. Without seeing any of these prequel movies.
Chewie has to carry everything.
Right. But why was Han on Tatooine when he knew that he owed Jabba so much money?
Yeah.
Waiting for you.
Thanks,
because he didn't. Because that was written out of the script originally. Mm-hmm. And then they had to add it back in for some reason. So yeah, doesn't make as much sense.
Yep.
She has earrings that are gold dipped shells and cheese.
It's the first Mother's Day card every kid makes. At least it's not gold dipped latinum.
Uh-oh. His bandolier's different than it was in the last movie.
Yeah.
The men, they all said there's no way they pull this off. Kira is not ready. That's what they said, but I have faith in the way. Where's Beckett?
Beckett didn't make it.
He kicked the Beckett.
But,
Tell me, Job took a bad turn on Kessel. He died saving a life.
How are you holding up?
Hello,
Clawfish. Anyone?
No, thank you.
You know, whatever Beckett's shortcomings may have been, I always admired him. He was a man of principles. When he made a commitment, He honored it. And I think we can all take solace in knowing how proud he would have been to see you here following his example.
I sense a double cross coming.
Don't you? Don't you just feel like maybe anytime a villain is eating casually?
Yeah, he's being a little too nonchalant right now for important business really being done.
Yeah, when they're eating snob food in a real coy kind of way.
I have no one else in my life that I trust in the way that I trust you.
Well, I guess we'll just take our payment and get going. I'm sure you've got competitors to crush and black markets to dominate.
Oh, show me what you brought me first.
You want me to open it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, Hart, I really do.
Okay. He stole some plutonium.
You know, that's something that always bothered me, even as a kid, about the Back to the Future trilogy, is there was an entire plot point that's never brought up again.
What, the Libyans?
Back to the Future 2 happens, and there's never any mention of... I mean, they were literally chasing Marty McFly with a, like,
missile
launcher.
Well, it's because the future got rewritten, so the Libyans didn't exist, so how did they make the time machine? Because it already existed, so... Wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
No, the last time we saw the Libyans, they were chasing the time machine, and then crashed into like a Java Joe's or a popcorn stand.
Yeah, but
that was Twin Pines,
and now it's Lone Pine. So. Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
All right.
That one tree being knocked down by Marty changed the Libyans' exactly future. Maybe there's no conflict
except
with Libya.
When he goes back to the future, we still see them chase him. He's still gunned. They still gunned down Doc, and he's got the all that changes. He has a bulletproof vest.
That's right.
So the last thing that happens is they still chase Marty into whatever that thing was. I mean, they didn't die. Their van just fell over. So they just gave up their search on Marty. They Doc's alive. And they just let it go.
Maybe they faded away.
There should have been. Yeah. They faded into oblivion.
That photo hut was just demolished and nobody knows why.
Erased from existence.
Uh-oh.
Oh, is that what it was? It was a photo hut?
Yeah. There's that old double cross. You're stewed, buttwad.
Come on. Don't look at me like that.
Didn't I tell you not to trust anyone? Oh, wait, that was Indiana Jones, not Star Wars.
Nope, he said it, DTA.
No.
It was even in quotes.
See, again, this is my complaint about this movie, is I feel like I already saw it in a movie with Harrison Ford.
Check that lid.
Yeah, check that lid.
Clever.
Aw, snap.
Too late.
Coaxium's refined and Enfys has it.
Well, we figured that...
Uh-oh. All those poor hippie people are about to die.
Yep.
Speaking of hippies, Brianna picked up some food just in case we were stuffed full of pizza and wanted something else to eat, and she got you meatless meatballs.
Dude, which
she said
awesome.
If you don't want, she will eat for a lunch, but she wanted to bring... some sort of
that is
vegan
really cool.
Vegetarian option for you.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the meatless meatballs.
If the person you most trusted in the world betrayed you.
I had to make those this Christmas with grape jelly and chili sauce because that's, you know, you got the cocktail weenies and meatballs and that is classic. You got to have that.
And then...
What is the thing on his forehead? Is that like a stitch? Is it holding his face together?
Snitches get stitches. Looks like a Band-Aid. I don't know.
He's petting her head.
It's
kind
of like the
little
bolt that Eddie has on the cover of Peace of Mind.
A little too aggressively.
I tried to warn you about her.
You know you're wrong about one thing.
What?
I was paying attention. You told Chewie people are predictable.
Turns into a Diet Pepsi commercial. He unzips and he's a Diet Pepsi.
You know, you got the right one, baby.
Uh-oh.
Ruh-roh, Shaggy.
It's not here.
That alien had a cleft palate.
What's happening, Heyman? Talk to me.
tell me your name. Oh, snap.
Oh, it's Gambit.
Yeah, they also could have had, what's his face? Taylor Kitsch, I feel, had John Carter done better.
Yeah.
He could have played Han Solo.
I can totally see that.
He's kind of disappeared too, which I feel bad because I really liked him in Friday Night Lights.
Mm-hmm.
And then he kind of got shorthanded around here. Stuck with the whole John Carter curse that tanked, and that kind of tanked his career. He was Gambit in a mediocre X-Men movie.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say he's been in something recently.
What are you doing?
Thinking. I prefer to be the only one holding a blaster while I'm doing it. Han, grab that coaxium, put it in the case. Big stuff, you're coming with me.
Oh, yeah, Battleship. That was another one that didn't do very well.
Didn't see it.
Sorry. But I'm also an entrepreneur. I mean, you of all people.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's entrepreneur. Thank you very much. He did True Detective in 2015.
It's going to be your last.
Maybe.
That's been about it.
I got to be so negative.
Woody Harrelson was one of the other great things about this movie.
Yeah.
Really, all of the casting was good. He's usually pretty consistent. I really enjoyed the casting of this one. It's all around. Some very solid acting.
How so? I was just thinking, why don't we join forces and go get Becca together?
That is a great idea. Let's do it. You go first.
Oh, hon.
Whoa. Oh no. I just destroyed one of the artifacts from Return to Oz, and it was green. That means it was a person.
The Fairuza Balk movie?
Yep.
That's a Disney movie. I think it's on Disney Plus as well.
When's the last time you watched that?
Long time ago, but we may bust it out for Dishing Disney soon.
You should. I watched it recently. It's a rough one.
Yeah?
It's
okay.
A rough one. That talking chicken was more obnoxious than I remember.
Is it like Never Ending Story Part 2 bad?
I never watched the Never Ending Story movies.
Okay. The first one's at least good. Again, I'm not sure how it would be a first watch as a almost 40-year-old, but I still enjoy it. Once you're a part of Crimson Dawn. Also, I'm pretty sure there was a local Christian rock band when we were in high school that was called Crimson Dawn. And that's what I keep thinking familiar. Of.
I keep thinking of in Die Hard when he says, no, Asian Dawn, D-A-W-N.
I think I have their demo tape somewhere. They played a See You at the Pole rally.
Hmm.
Oh, snap. Oh. That was like a brass knuck weapon. Like a knife.
Mm-hmm. And it had lightsaber blades, too.
His eyes went like all Sithy.
Kyber crystal blades.
I think he has Sithy eyes.
He has Betty Davis eyes.
Yeah, he got Sithy eyes.
Dithy. You
did. Beckett and Chewbacca, you have to go after them. What are you going to do? See, I also hear Beckett, and I think of the baseball card price guide that I used to get every month when I was a kid.
Yeah.
To make sure that my pieces of cardboard with pictures of athletes on them were going up or down in value. They're all under my staircase now.
Have they still gone up in value, or have baseball cards
Oh, I'm pretty sure those plateaued quite a while ago. Yeah. I could probably just throw most of them away, but what? Bird?
Everybody knows the bird is the word. Bird.
Oh, she's like, all those times where I was being violated against my will, I was just thinking about you. Oof. Somewhere else.
That's got to be bringing up some PTSD.
Yeah.
Now she sees him.
Okay.
All right, so this is where things took a real interesting twist. This is where I, for one, wanted a spin-off movie about this character. Because Voss was definitely trained in some ways of the Force, it seemed. His eyes were kind of dark sidey. They were thithy. And he had his breath knuckles with lightsabers.
They're definitely red, though. Dark side. And Chewbacca again carrying things. She's like, well, you know, it's on my wrist. I can't really do much about that. May as well become a Green Lantern.
The ring is Bubkiss. I found it in a Cracker Jack box.
I regret to inform you that Dryden Voss is dead. Murdered by the thief he hired to steal the coaxium.
Mited?
His friend, Tobias Beckett.
Is that so?
Ah.
Where is the shipment?
Who's she talking to? It looks familiar.
Beckett took it. Slaughtered the others. I alone survived.
Wait, what?
Couldn't have done this alone.
I wasn't there. But if I had been, perhaps I could have.
I thought he was dead.
He was slashed in half.
And he's got legs.
Bring the ship and come to me on Dathomir.
And he's taller because he's got
legs. Well, they're robot legs, but he's got legs.
Beckett.
He's way taller. It seems.
Well, I mean, if you got cut in half, you may as well add a couple inches.
Give yourself some height.
To a couple things.
Oh, wait, he's got a new lightsaber. I didn't realize
that. That's still Ray Park, though, isn't it?
I don't think so.
No. Let's find out.
Lightsaber's got curvy hilt stuff on it now.
Looking up Darth Maul in Solo. Is it an uncredited role?
Relentless, I'll give you that.
Came as fast as I could, buddy.
Well, that's never good.
You're a killer?
It is Ray Park.
Get it, do you, kid?
Oh, wow.
And the voice was done by Sam Witwer, who has done some other Star Wars voice work. He does the voice of Darth Maul in The Clone Wars.
Yeah.
But I remember him. He was on... I think a TV show called Being Human that was a British remake.
Oh, that was... We just...
Oh, no. There goes Tallahassee.
Yeah. So Han did shoot first. They brought that back after the... still going Greedo dispute because... We're going to find out something in a couple of movies here.
He just won't let this Valacord thing go.
That fell kind of flat.
I wanted to give me some poontang. Like, that seems more like something he would say. Maybe that's... I'm going to look up what a Valacord is. Maybe that's... it's like slang. I was going to play that Valacord. Okay, so that is a picture of a Valacord, apparently.
Is it like a harp?
It's a musical instrument played by tapping on keys. The tone of the keys could be described as a melodious tone tinged with a faint mechanical susurrus behind it. Yeah. So that's something.
So,
he's dead.
Girl of his dreams just took off.
Yep.
To go back to the...
Watch out, younglings.
More Planet Spaceball.
Chewie's still carrying things.
Not much has really changed.
Yeah. I mean,
characters have died, but nothing's really changed.
We're still walking around, still carrying things. And Han and Chewie return... As heroes, I guess. Lando still has the Falcon.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's all loaded.
Do these people ever come back up into any of the other movies?
I don't think so.
No. It's the blood that brings life to something new.
Yeah? What?
A rebellion.
Unless the implication is they're,
You need warriors and leaders.
The beginning of the Rebel Alliance.
Yeah, that they're one of the founding groups of the Rebel Alliance.
Maybe someday you'll feel different.
Yeah, maybe.
Don't hold your breath, kid.
And he called her kid. Oh my god, it's so Han Solo.
What is this? An inhaler? Lipstick? Oh.
No, it's Superman's spaceship. What is it, like a kyber crystal? There's just one little thing of whatever it was they were smuggling. It's an
everlasting gobstopper.
That's what it looked like.
Slugworth told Solo that if he brought it back, he would give him like $10,000. 10,000 credits.
Okay.
None like your eyes. How much do you know about intertwined celestial bodies?
Oh.
I happen to be something of really? Authority. By the way.
This motherfucker.
And.
Look at that cape. White with a aqua interior.
We are friends. You know that. We're friends. Right? We're not going to.
Oh, look at you. Thought he was going to rip your arms off.
I knew you were kidding.
No, you didn't.
So where's my cut?
Your cut?
No, I don't think so. We barely made it out alive. All we ended up with was that.
Now he's got to win the ship back.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe enough for a decent buy-in.
What is on his shirt?
A little like
hang gliders?
Yeah. Like sailboats.
First, I thought they might be Minox.
You walk away with enough to get yourself your own little ship.
They're little schooners.
Oh. Yeah. I'm going to clean you out again.
Is that a euphemism?
I don't know. That Twi'lek lady was looking at him when he said it.
I don't know. I'm feeling lucky.
Ooh. You really have a bat for the Falcon, don't you?
It's mutual, trust me. She belongs with me.
Uh-oh.
Nope. Doesn't have it.
This little Spider-Man webbing contraption's not working.
Go, Web, go.
Hey there, pal.
Kira had a necklace kind of like Lando's, a little like,
you know,
looked like an ID bracelet thing.
Only had,
I guess that was a thing.
Little green Psylocke, you would have beaten this.
Fair and square, baby, fair and square.
And now he's got the ship.
So everything we've ever known about Han Solo that we've heard about, we learn in one movie.
It's going to be great.
How he met Chewie, how he did the Kessel Run, how he got the Millennium Falcon, how he met Lando Calrissian, how he went from being a smuggler to actually caring slightly more about the Rebel Alliance than the Empire.
And we are 9.5 hours in.
Oof, man. But, yep, I will say that that's... of what we've watched so far, I'd say that's the best.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That, again, is not saying much. But it is a factual statement. So.
Yes.
All right. So that wraps up Solo. And as we wrap up Solo, we're going to throw it to our closing credit song from Clerks, the movie, the soundtrack. We mentioned Kevin Smith before. The band name is Supernova, but here is Chewbacca.
What a Wookiee.
Here on Drunk at the Movies. right. Well, that's number four. We
four
got
down.
Three left. We are past the halfway point.
All right. Three left just tonight. Whew. All right. I can do it. Can
and
you do
one
it?
Of them is shorter.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
last one. So we've got Rogue One coming up next. It is a parallel story to A New Hope, but we're watching it before.
Yeah.
Because
chronologically, that's how it yes. happens. And it actually leads right into A New Hope.
Correct.
So we got to push through and do them both. You can't break that up.
No, you can't. Yeah.
There's only two other movies that do that. That like follow each other one after the other, but we'll get to those later.
Yep.
Until then.
So we're going to switch back over to Disney Plus, which is where you can find Rogue One for next week. And we're just going to keep on going. It's 5:11 right now, Central
All right.
time. We started around, what, 7:40?
About 7:40 in the morning.
So, yeah, we're going.
All right.
All right, so until next week, this is Dustin.
This is Seth.
Saying you don't have to be drunk to watch all these Star Wars movies.
Including Solo.
And it may help. We don't know.
But if you are getting drunk, do it out of a Solo cup.
There you go. Well played. We'll see you next time.